We are learning Maseches Makis Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting a brand new parak, the second parak of Maseches Makis. Zok the Mishnah, Elu Heilai Goylim. There's an idea in the Torah called Golis, which means that if someone kills B'shoigeg, so the Pasuk in the Torah says that someone who kills B'shoigeg, he goes into Golis, and he stays in Golis until the Kohen Gadol dies. And the halacha is, if he doesn't run to Golis, the Goyal Adam, which means the family member of the person he killed, is allowed to kill him. So it's really for his good. It's a two-pronged thing, Golis. First of all, it's a punishment for him to be in the Golis all these years. He had a job. He has to be in Golis. He's a different city now. He has to move out of the city, and he could be leaving his family back. He's moving to different cities in Golis, which is not a good thing. Number two is, it's saving him from the Goyal Adam. So that is the din of galus. Someone kills b'shoigeg, but there's certain halachas that if it's close to oinus, there's no galus. If it's close to a mezid, there's also no galus. But there's a nafkamina between oinus and a mezid, a kar of lemezid. The nafkamina is a kar of lemezid. The goyal adam is allowed to kill him if he doesn't go to ari miklat, and even maybe to shal even in the ari miklat. But a goyal adam is allowed to kill him. A girl doesn't like to kill him, so that's not given to a car of lemez and a car of lightness. But in any case, there's certain parameters that you have to, what's called a shayge, which will be a big discussion on Zion and Beis, exactly what's called enough of a mistake that your chayv goes, it's not a oinus and it's not a mezid. So let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah is right away getting into an example of when you are chayv goes, what type of mistaken misa will be chayv goes. For example, if you want to bring it to Lamaisa, we have to know when Mashiach comes, what if someone kills someone in a car accident, is that considered, what shaygig is that? Is that a shaygig? Was that car of loinus or car of lemezid? It have to be, if a guy goes through a red light, maybe that's car of lemezid, maybe it is amazid. All those things will have to be handled. The following cases are chayev golos. Someone kills a nefesh for shaygig. Now, the Mishnah doesn't explain, it has to be dafka derech yirida. He was rolling a roller on his roof. In those days, the roofs were pretty straight, and they wanted to make it at a pitch, and therefore the water would roll off and go into the gutters. So they used to take cement and create a pitch through the cement, and they had to roll it. So if he was using the roller and going down the roof towards, you know, the airspace, and then the roller fell off and fell on someone, and killed someone, that's the case, v'chayev galus. Or, hayimashal shel v'chavis, he was lowering down a barrel, v'naflolav, and the rope snapped, v'naflolav, fell on some of our gossai, and it killed someone. Or, hayirei b'sulim, was going down a ladder, v'naflolav, and he fell on some of our gossai. All these cases are derech yirida, it's going down a raise a gaila. We learn from a pasuk, that dafka derech yirida goes to galus. Avim hayimashuk magilav, but he was pulling the roller up the roof, v'naflolav, and then it snapped, and it fell down. Or he was pulling up the chavis benifsek a chevel, and the chevel snapped from off the love and it fell down. Vargas, and it killed someone. Or on top of a base, or if he fell, he was going up a sulam and he fell down. Vargas, and he killed someone. Is in the gaila? Why? Because that's all zaklal. We'll see what zaklal is coming to your but zaklal koshuv derech yiridas a gaila. Anytime you're on the way down, then there's chiyuv galus. V'shloim derech yiridasai, if it's not on the way down, ain't a gerlu, there's no galus. And the Gemara goes right into it, what's the mekar? Menon emili, how do we know that you have to have derech yiridah? Mashmul, damakar, the pasuk says, the whole entire pasuk says this, v'chol evan asher yomis boi b'loi ra'ois, without seeing, v'yapel alav, and it fell on him, v'yomis, v'loi oyev loi, he was not an enemy, v'loi v'akash rasi, he didn't want to do bad, he was a shaygig. But it says v'yapel alav, and we darshin, v'yapel alav yomis, ach yipol derech nefilo, and still, it falls on him, derech nefila. So it's exerius akasav, there has to be dafka derech nefila. Tanu Rabbanon, in the pasuk it says, v'krisem lechem orim orim miklat, tiyana lechem, v'nos shomo reitzeach, maka nefesh b'shkaga. That's one pasuk. Another pasuk says, v'nei shol v'gerat hashu zaycham, v'yana shosh orim orim miklat, l'nos shomo, kol maka nefesh b'shkaga. So we have here, the loss of the pasuk is b'shkaga. What does that mean? Prat lemezid. I think we'll explain in a second what that means. Prat for someone does it on purpose. The goal is only for people to do b'shoigeg, not for purpose. The v'lidas, prat l'miskaven. It's coming to exclude miskaven. Now, if Mar first goes on to mezid. Mezid, pshita, bar katolu. It's possible that mezid doesn't get golas. He's chayiv misa. So Tais already asks right away, Tais says, what do you mean? Why is it so shver? Maybe mezid means, in a case where he was a mezid, and it was no asra. And you would think that yichayiv golas, kamash on the pasuk now. Why is it so possible? So Tais says, in the second terrace, It won't be galus. We know that he didn't do it on purpose. That's the pasuk says. So mezi must be coming to lafuka something else. So what's the case of mezi that we're saying is not chayiv galus? If someone thinks this is a crazy thing, someone thinks it's mutter to kill someone, and that's not called a shaygi. The guy, he was a little, he was very big on Maritz. He thought you allowed to kill someone, and then you would think that's a shaygi. Kamash lom rava, it's not a shaygi.
Huh? It could be in a case where he thought he's allowed to kill someone.
Right, he thought he's allowed to kill someone for something wrong, yeah, for some infraction. Right, or for some infraction, right. So he says, in such a case, it's no galus. Amale Abaye, Yoim Mutta, Onasu. He says, Abaye holds, Yoim Mutta is Onas. He didn't know he's Onas. Amale, Rabbi says, no, Shani Yoim Mutta, Karv Lemezid. It's Karv Lemezid, and therefore, it has to be excluded, because Onas wouldn't have to be excluded. Here, it's Karv Lemezid, it has to be excluded from galus. It comes in Nafkamina, if you Rav and Abaye Lalacho, because Rav says it's Karv L'mezid, and Abaye says it's Karv L'mezid, Nafkamina Lalach is, both of them get Galus, Nafkamina Lalach is, could a Goyal Adam kill them? That would be Nafkamina, like we said, that a Goyal Adam, it's Karv L'mezid, a Goyal Adam could kill the guy, but not by Oynes, cannot kill the guy. That would be Nafkamina. Bivli Das, we said, it's Pratla Meskavim. What does Meskavim mean? On purpose. Meskavim Pshita Baktolu. On Marabba, Pratla Meskavim Laharagis Behema, Varagis Adam. Someone tried to kill a Behema, and he killed the Adam. Or Lakusi trying to kill a guy of Harag Israel, or a Nefel of Harag Bekayama. In these cases, there is no Golas, and that's what, because the Maisa, he tried to kill. He tried to kill something else, but he tried to kill. So he's not Chayiv Misa, because Allah is, they have to Mechavim to that person, to that person. And here he's trying to Mechavim someone who has Potter. And he's not getting Golas either, because he can't call this a Shaygig. That's what I'm saying. It says Bevlidas, Pratla Meskavin. This is called a Meskavin and not Bevlidas. In the pasuk it says another type. In the Torah is a lot of psukim about golus, and a lot of different parashas and a lot of different psukim. So this is this parasha that we're reading right now is at the end of parashas Masay. It says in Pesa and end the sefer Midbar. In Pesa beloy eva hadafai, if it was a surprise beloy eva hadafai or hishtachalav kol kli blitzdiya. So we darshin in Pesa pratle karen zavis. The way Rashi learns it means like this, that if it was a Karen Zavis and the person who got the victim saw the murderer first and he didn't get out of the way, then it's not considered a Chiyav Galus for the murderer. The murderer is only Chiyav Galus if the victim never had a chance to get out of the way. Here, he was coming, Karen Zavis, he was coming towards an intersection and he saw the person holding a knife. He should have been careful. He kept on walking. He walked right into the guy with the knife. So even though the guy with the knife is a shaygig, but it's considered more karv la'oynis because it says mepesa, which means Rashi says shalosh and pesa u'besomach. It was besomach. He didn't have a chance. The karmina and beskif pratla karen zavis and hoyezeh yoytzi mavizev and nichlas lazeh lifnois the minuli smov is akina v'yadi, has a knife in his hand v'zeba connected with karen zavis v'loy ra'ou v'hargoy, and the guy holding the knife did not see him and killed him. So there, it's considered a little bit of, it's not mamish because they banged into each other, but it's a little bit the fault of the victim. He should have got out of the way. Beloy Eva, pratless soine. If someone's an enemy, so there, we're worried that maybe it's on purpose and there's no din galus. Hadafoy, shadach v'gufa. It's even if you killed someone with your guf. Oy hishtach alav, lahavi, yirida shu tzarech aliyah. We said you have to have derech yirida. What happens if someone is trying to pick up his hand, to pick up his hand with might, to pick up his hammer very hard. So he first bends down, and then he sends it up, because he wants to have more kayak, so he bends down. So on the way down, that's not really derech yirida, it's yirida tzarech aliyah. Such a case is called, still it's called yirida. That's how being marba. Even though the reason why you're bending down, you're going down, is of course tzarech aliyah, it's still called derech yirida. Beloy tzediyah, it's also not a miyat, below it's the paratlam skavan tzadzev achol taracha. If you're trying to throw it to one side, I went to the other side, that is not called, you're not chayav galus for that, because I wasn't mecham for that mice at all. It went to the wrong side completely. That array is not considered a shoygig that's chayav galus. Va'asha loyt tzadot, paratlam skavan lizuk shtayim v'zarek arba, even a bigger chiddush. If I was trying to throw two amis, and I went four amis, also, you're not chayiv galus. Chayiv galus means I tried to throw two amis, and I threw two amis, and I didn't realize there was someone there. That's the case of chayiv galus.
Huh? How could he ever know?
You have to have edim. You have edim. No, if the guy himself says, I didn't try to throw it. The guy says, I was trying to throw two amis. Or, Or if he says clearly, you know, I'm trying to throw two amos, and I went two amos. He speaks out before. It's a little hard to know. You're right, a little hard to know. But let's say he speaks out, I'm throwing two amos, and I went two amos. That's how it is. Vashiyava Yisra'eu Bayar. There's another drasha, and the drasha goes like this, that the case was that Vashiyava Yisra'eu Bayar lachtevetzim, he went into the forest to chop wood, v'nitchiyoda begarz, and this is a pasuk part of Shariftim ready, begarz nukhorseitz, he says he went into a forest. What's in a gay went into a forest? Teach us this halacha, very important halacha, which is really a mishnah later on. Ma yar rishus anizik lamazik likonisham, just like a yar, it's rishus for everyone to go into. It's open for everyone. Av kol rishus anizik lamazik likonisham, coming to exclude, if you come into my property, and I'm taking target practice in my property, and you walk in there, even if you were there before I started target practice, lamaisa, and I didn't see you, obviously, I didn't see you, there's no chiv golas, because in the wrong place. You have dafka in a yar, dafka in a forest, do we have this idea of galus, because you're in the forest with permission. We come into my property, I have permission, you don't have this heter, this din of galus. It's not considered a shayga for galus. Huh?
Only if you came out with permission.
Yeah, then it's fine. Then it's fine. Only have permission. Then it's chayga galus, yeah. If it's a shayga. If someone was going up a ladder, v'nishmat hashliva metachtav, and as he was stepping, he was a heavy fellow, and he was stepping on the rungs of the ladder, he pushed on the rung, and it fell down and it fell on someone. V'nafla v'harga, and the rung fell and it killed someone. So shaila is, it's called aliyah yirida. Now, what do we look at? The person? Or do we look at the rung? Now, k'yai gavna aliyah yiridi. The clarity is, like Rashi says, basa di day azlin, go basa him, v'hoi oisik ba'aliyah, oi basa shliva azlinon, v'oila. Look at the rung, and that's being pushed down. That's the Gemara of Shaila. Amalei, so he answered him the Shaila. Rabbi Yechon answered, Kfar Negat, Yerida Shesharach Aliyah. Isn't this a classic case of Yerida Shesharach Aliyah? We said before that if it's Yerida Shesharach Aliyah here, you're right, he wants to go up. But it's Yerida on the Shliva Shesharach Aliyah, so he should go up. So he says, this is Chayiv.
Every case in the Mishnah.
No, it's not. Pulling up a chav is not your read. No.
The way the barrel
goes is the rope snaps. Right. But so what? It wasn't your reader. It wasn't your reader to Archeliah. This is a purpose to your reader. You're pushing down. You're pushing down on the thing. It's going down.
It is.
No, the Martin said, no. Yeah, it bends a little bit. No, it bends a little bit. We'll see. It was a little bit rotten or something. A little bit of a Yerida. We'll see later on in the Gemara. And therefore, Kvarna Gatsby says, this is a reader to Archeliah. Ace Fem, that's your cash. Says the Mishnah Zach, Klau. Of so it says in the Mishnah Klal, a rule. Anything that's Derech Yerida goes to Golos. If it's not Derech Yerida, it's not going to Golos. Shaloi b'Derech Yerida say la suye mai. What are we coming to the Marban when we say Shaloi b'Derech Yerida say? So what are we coming to say? Lav la suye chai gavna. Not to a classic. We already said classic, not Derech Yerida. That's in the Mishnah. What's the Rebuk teaching us? Pastor teaching this? So he says back to him, if that's true, so what about Marba the other way? What's coming to that to Marba? Ella, so must be both cases are coming to Suya something else. Says Akdama, oh, we'll see, I'll say Akdama soon. Ella Suya Katsav, talking about someone's chopping meat. Hakanam Suya Katsav, the time we went to the Brysa. We have four Brysas. Katsav Shoyim Katsav, Tani Chada, Lefon of Chayev, going in front of him is Chayev, Akhrav behind him is Potter. B'tanya another brayis, Tanya Yidach another brayis says la'achrav chayiv lefonav potter. If it's back him is chayiv, in front of him is potter. B'tanya Yidach bein lefonav bein la'achrav is chayiv. Say in front of him, say in back of him is chayiv. B'tanya Yidach bein lefonav bein la'achrav is potter. And v'loy kasha. And before the loy kasha, we will explain it outside. The way Rashi explains the derech of someone who chops meat is a whole process. He first takes his knife, his cleaver, and he bends forward with it, going down with the cleaver, going down with a motion down. Then he goes back up towards his head. That's step number two. Step number three, he goes behind his back and goes down. That's step number three. So he went down now, for the second time went down. Then he comes back up towards his head, is number four, it's going up. Then he comes back down in front of him. So there's three downs. The first down, the third down, which is behind his head, and the fifth down, which is in front of his face. Then you have two ups. The second up, which comes up in front of him, and the up that's in back of him when he's coming back up on the fourth step. So now, this is Pshat in the Braisa. V'loi kasha, kambi rida shilfonov v'aliyah shil'acharov, v'kambi rida shilfonov v'aliyah shil'acharov. So I mean, when does it say, the first Braisa said, that l'fonov chayiv l'acharov potter, kambi rida shilfonov is chayiv, v'aliyah shil'acharov is potter, because that's aliyah. You'll read the shilfonov, That's what says the word lefanav. It means you read the shelefanav, which means the first number one. Va'aliyah shelacharav is number four. That case is a case that's potter. Kam ba'aliyah shelefanav. The next brisa says, next lashon of brisa was either la'akrav chayy lefanav potter. What's la'akrav mean? So va'yirida shelacharav. The yirida that's behind his head, number step number three, and kam ba'yirida shelefanav is step number five, or step number one, would be also shalafanov, would be chayiv. Vishal akharov, both those cases are chayiv, step number one and number five, and number three. Step number one, number three, would be chayiv. Then the Braisa says, Tandi idach, bein lefanov, bein leakharov is chayiv, is kam ba'aliyah shalafanov, vishal akharov. And all these cases, we went through all four brises. Let's go. We'll go through our brises one by one. Tani chad lefanav chayev laakrav potter means lefanav chayev means number one, and laakrav potter is number laakrav potter means where he's going behind him up is number step number four. That's potter. Tani idach laakrav chayev, which is a case of Yerida, step number three. Lefanav potter is a case of going up, is step number two. But tani idach bein lefanav bein laakrav chayev is one and five and three are all chayiv. Tan yidach bein lefanav leakrav potter. There's a case of lefanav is going up. It's number two, and leakrav it's going up is number four. It's all potter. That's how you fit it in. Like kasha can't believe the lefanav v'leishav akrav. 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 Yeah. Leimik katanoi. Maybe this shiloh of this rung that gets pushed down is plagues tanoim. Someone's going up on a ladder. And the rung fell down and killed someone. One bryce says chayiv, one bryce says potter. So my love, this shiloh of pushing down the rung, which you said was Italian him or the rung, my love, how come if the ma'asav yiridi, it's called the yirida because you look at the rung, or ma'asav aliyah, we look at the person. Lo, anymore, it says the kuliyama aliyahi. And at this step, it would be a kasha on Rabbi Yechonon, because he said it was Aliyah Tzarech Yerida. He would say, what was lost? Yerida Tzarech Aliyah. But, lo yidu kuli am aliyah. Like kasha, kala nezikin, kala galus. The first terrorist, the chogis of Brais will be, the kuli am is no galus. But, the gabi nezikin, if he doesn't get killed, he gets hurt, avada odom mu'ud lo'ilam, yichayev sa'i derech Yerida, sa'i derech Aliyah. So the first way to learn two Brais are, chayev means chayev for damages, and the potter means potter megalus. Which means both of them agree to Rabbi Yechonon, like Tosis explains. That it's called Yerida Tzarech Aliyah and Yechayah for that. But we have to, but like you were saying before, Yitzi, there has to be a case where it's being pushed down. Like Kasha, it has to be that it was rotten. That way it gets pushed down. Both of them weren't rotten. Like Kasha, it was tight. It was not tight. The only way you could call it a Yerida if it moves. If it doesn't move, it's not a Yerida at all. If you just crack it and it comes down, it's not a Yerida. Yerida means you're getting pushed down while you're going up. So it's a derech of Yerida. And then it's Yerida, Tzarech Aliyah, and you'll be Chay. Zok the Mishnah Vayit. It says in the Pasuk that when the guy went into the forest to chop wood, he took his hammer and he's banging the wood. Now, what does it mean, Noshal Barzal Min Eitz? It's a big machlokes, is what it means. Does it mean the barzal of metal fell off the hammer and it killed someone? Or the barzal, Noshal Barzal, Loshan of a, like it does a pa'ula. It knocked off a piece of the Eitz and the Eitz killed someone. So that's a big machlokes, and it makes two machlokes in our Mishnah. Dr. Mishnah, Nishmat Barzal Makarta. If the Barzal flew off the handle, the Harag, Rebbe Am in the Gerla. There's no Gala. It's not the case of the Pasuk. Chomer Am in Gerla. Mina Eitz Me Am Mispaka. If something flies off, a chip of wood flies off and kills someone, Rebbe Am, that's the case of the Pasuk. It's Gerla. Chomer Am Noah, in the Gerla. So it comes out to Machlaikasim because Machlaikas is what the Pasuk means. Does the Pasuk mean where the metal fell off the hammer or if a piece of wood fell off the hammer? You know, no, it's not amazing. It could be it's carved amazing, maybe, but it could be that's true. Maybe it's carved amazing, but it's in a girl. Which way is it? It's not clear which way it is. It doesn't say in the Gemara anything if it's a carved amazing or carved oinus. It doesn't say which way that is, but it's not part of the pasuk, that's for sure. You want to look at it around Mamshaila, I don't know. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Omelem Rebbe Lechachamim, Vichinemar, Venoshal Habarzel, Mi Eitzoi, Valoilenemar, Elemina Eitz. Does it say, Vinoshal Abarzal Me'etzah? It just says, Mina'etz. That's what Rebbe says. Don't say Venoshla Barzel from its handle. It says Mina Eitz. It sounds like from the wood of the tree. That's what it sounds like. It would say Eitzoy. It's its own Eitz. Mina Eitz sounds like from the tree. That's number one point he asks him. Va'oid Nema Eitz Lamata Nema Eitz Lamayla. In the pasuk it says he's going to chop wood. Now which wood is he chopping? He's not chopping his handle. He's chopping wood on trees. So probably the two Eitz in the pasuk are referring to the same thing. With cutting eitzim means the trees. So when it says v'noshal abarzel mina eitz, it means not the barzel off the handle. It means off a tree, and that's Rebbe's two rayas that he says that av a raya that means v'noshal abarzel mina eitz means a chopped off piece of wood. Say a new drasha now. V'shnei mikra darshu. It says v'noshal habarzel mina eitz. Rebbe savar. Yes, aim le mesiris, which means you don't go how it reads, you go how it what the letters say. Now, v'noshal, if we want to say v'noshal clearly with the aleph, it should have put a word aleph in there. Nun aleph shin lamed, then v'noshal abarzel meitz means the barzel disconnected from the eitz. But if it doesn't have, if you don't read with the kudos, and you just read the word kipshuta, you can read it v'nishal. V'nishal ksiv, which means it knocked a piece off the wood, which means yes, aim le mesiris, you look at the ksiv, not the kri, not the way you read it. Rabbanan savri yesh aim le mikra v'noshal karina. I see you read it with a comments, and therefore v'noshal sounds like v'noshal abarzel. The barzel disconnected from its wood, from its eitz, from its handle. Freit the gemara of a rebbe yesh aim le mesiris. Svirulei is rebbe hold yesh aim le mesiris on top of chesam and aleph. V'am ritzav ha'yosef on v'echadon rebbe v'rav yudam and royetz ube shamai v'rav shimon v'rav akiva kulu svirulei yesh aim le mikra, which you have to learn in the gemara Sanhedrin. It goes through all the different cases that we prove that they hold yesh aim le mikra. That's why he said va'oid that the gzereshava eitz. That's why he added that on, Rebbe, because you're right. As yesh em lemikra, you can't rely on that because he doesn't really hold yesh em lemikra, so he's a mikra, so he couldn't rely on that. And for some reason, the Gemara picks out the va'oid. If you look at Tosfos says that what do you mean ha'inu dekama va'oid? The Gemara started off that was Rebbe's ikar reason. Look at the top Tosfos. Pirish mashma the mikara have mina taima mishum em lemisaris. If you look at the Gemara, Mikara Nami loy tali time Mesiris, the Gemara starts off with the other reason. Elamshim loy ksiv me'etzai. It starts off with the reason of me'etzai, actually. And not even the oid, it starts off with the other reason. He knew if it meant v'nishal is also from Eitzai. So the first drasha of the Gemara before the Braisa is really the drasha of Yesh Eim Lemesiris. Because it didn't say me'etzai. That taught him to say v'nishal me'etz. It's really the same thing. And that we have a kasha, Yesh Eim Lemikra. And that he says, v'oid. One more Gemara. Omra Papa, man the shod a piece of ladikla. A guy takes a clump of earth and he throws it at a palm tree. But also tamri, a big cluster of dates fall off. Va'azel tamri v'katla kills someone. So banu l'machlokes the Rebbe Rabbanan. This is because Rebbe Rabbanan. Basically, it's just when I chop wood and a splinter falls off and kills someone. Here also, I throw a earth and it knocks off the cluster and it kills someone. So pshita, obviously that's the machlokes. So now the time there we have a mina that it's different. When I take a hammer and I bang a tree, so it's my direct maisa hitting the tree, setting the wood flying. Masha'inkein, when I throw a clump of earth, it already left my hand. It left my, so maybe that's called kayak kayakai. Kamashpon's called my kayak. You know why? Because that clump of earth is flying with my kayak. It's flying with my kayak, and therefore that is flying with my kayak, that clump of earth. So therefore, it's considered my koyach and not koyach koyach. So what is koyach koyach? Al koyach koyach el Rebbe Yechem Shkach. It's like going to show the piece of machil agarma. He threw a clump of earth and hit the branch. But also garma machil kavasa, and the branch hit the cluster and made the cluster fall off. Ba'asa Tamri, and the cluster fell and killed someone, Tamri Valkatl, that already is called Koyach Koychei. That's called Koyach Koychei. And the thing I spoke out, that the Ma'od Tema is really a Toysvis. Ma'od Tema of Koyach Koychei, don't read Toysvis inside. Don't let Eitam Espak at Hossam, no Gav Amash of Yod Bashas at Tazas Eitz. Avahokah is for Yod Sam Yod Bashas at Tazas tomorrow, don't be sharp with Koyach Koychei. Emiloy Lechayib, Kemashlo, no, since it's coming from my Koyach, it's called my direct Koyach, even though it's not Mamash in my hand anymore, still it's considered my direct Koyach, and Kemashlo, that that's, if your Rebbe is considered a case of Chiyav Golos.